بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today I just wanted to hang out and talk a little bit about what's been going on with me over the past year, update all the supporters and subscribers, and I also wanted to give some advice to brothers who are studying overseas, who plan on coming back to the U.S. I wanted to give them some insight as to what to expect, inshallah, because I realized that this week will mark 1 year since I returned to the United States after living in Medina for over 8 years. So I just wanted to reflect on this past year and let people know some of what I've been up to and what I'm currently doing. Before getting in depth with everything, I just wanted to let everybody know that if you are interested in more frequent formal reminders and classes, please follow the Islamic Center of Orange Park. Alhamdulillah, I have been serving them as Imam since September of 2019. And now with the whole quarantine situation, I'm trying to be much more active online since the masjid has been shut down. So if you are interested in, like, for example, class on Sahih Bukhari or reminders about Ramadan, about the fiqh of fasting and things like this, I recommend that you follow their pages on social media. And inshallah, I will have a lot of videos coming out throughout Ramadan on those pages. But here on this main channel, I wanted to update everybody. You know, Jazakumullahu Khairan, many of you have been following and supporting for years now. So I wanted to just let you know what's been going on. So with that said, as I reflect on this past year, coming back to America, trying to settle in once again, a couple words of advice to other students of knowledge getting ready to do the same. There are two main things I recommend people focus on. Number one is networking, and I use that term very broadly. Firstly, in networking, I recommend brothers learn from those who preceded them. That's one thing, alhamdulillah, I've always just naturally done ever since I started seeking knowledge, is I would always try to go to those who came before me and ask them about their experiences and just ask a million questions and try to benefit and try to get advice. So that's very important, not only just to learn from their mistakes and to get advice from people who have experience, but also to build up a network of people that you can refer to, imams and scholars and strong students of knowledge. You know, if you have any questions, there's just so much that we can benefit each other with. So that's just one thing that I really highly recommend, is try to get a good network of scholars and students of knowledge and learn from those who preceded you. And, you know, also when it comes to job opportunities, there's supply and demand. When you come back to your country, whether it be the US or the UK, there are certain voids that need to be filled in the Muslim community. Things that relate to what you've been studying for the past however many years. So what's available? What is there a demand for? Are there Islamic schools? Are there imam positions? Youth director, da'wah director? What is it that you can do to utilize the skills that you've been obtaining overseas? It's very important, in my opinion, and Allah knows best, that everyone who had that opportunity, was given a scholarship, went, studied, graduated, that when they come back, the community needs you. The community needs to benefit from you. There are so many voids, and the less we fill those voids, the more less qualified people are going to fill them. And we see this happening. If you're not going to be the imam, if you're not going to give the khutbah, if you're not going to teach at the Islamic school, somebody else is. You have to look at the big picture. The most important thing is to just not go beyond your level. Try to be as objective as possible, knowing your level of knowledge. Have no issues with saying that you don't know something. That's perfectly fine. But that goes back to networking. Make sure you have people who you can consult, people who do know that you can ask, inshallah. But it's very important that, you know, before you come back, you get a feel for what is needed amongst your community and where do you fit in? What are your strengths and weaknesses? And then also, of course, there is your living situation. Obviously, when you were in Medina or wherever, you had a place to live. Okay, now when you're coming back, especially if you have a family, if you have a wife, you have children, you know, then it gets much more important for you to figure all these things out ahead of time. Do you have family members who will help you out until you get on your feet, give you a place to stay? Do you have a job waiting for you? Do they have living accommodations as part of their package that they're offering you? These are things that you want to figure out ahead of time and try to have as many options as you can in case something falls through. And always, of course, pray istikhara and make dua. So aside from the networking aspect, the second thing is skills. What do you have to offer? We mentioned supply and demand. What do you have to supply? What does your community need that you can offer them? Some of the most important things are just basic stuff like khutbas. Have you ever given a khutbah? Have you ever written a khutbah? This is something that's very important. If you can give a good Friday khutbah, that's major. That can change people's lives. But a lot of these things, they take practice. Number one, you need to make sure always, every step of the way, whatever you're doing, that you are sharing proper knowledge, things that are authentic. And inshallah, by studying overseas, at the very least, you got a strong foundation where you understand foundationally the deen, how to approach giving da'wah, where to find the right information, and just the most basic things to share with the people, with the community, how to address their issues. Because there are a lot of things about the deen, they're basic and they're straightforward. It just needs to be spread to the people in a way that connects with them, in a way that they understand, in a way that's relevant, and in a way that's authentic. Because many people, unfortunately, they don't have strong foundations when it comes to the deen, when it comes to their da'wah and where they get their knowledge from, and where they get this information that they say on the minbar or write on the internet or record on their videos. So authentic information is very important, and giving good khutbas and classes, this is something that it can take practice. So the sooner you start practicing and writing khutbas and getting used to speaking in front of people, the better, inshallah. Because, I mean, there's just a general principle that the more you practice, the more you do something, the better you're going to get at it. So my advice is to not wait until you step foot off the plane and then, you know, you're stuck giving a khutbah in front of people and, you know, you're learning the hard way. Try to take baby steps, one step at a time. So don't bite off more than you can chew, but at the same time, don't be a coward. Don't be so afraid of speaking in front of people that you never speak in front of anybody. You never give a khutbah. You know, try to find some of the smaller masajid with a smaller crowd if you're nervous and things like that, and work your way up. But again, there are voids, and those voids are going to be filled with or without you. Try to objectively see what skills you have. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? What are you passionate about? Some people are very good at teaching classes, writing curriculums, giving lessons. They're very good at that. Some people are very good at giving khutbas. Some people are very good at counseling, at engaging older people. Some are better at engaging the kids and younger people. Some people are good at using social media and the internet and videos and things of that nature. Some people are much more hands-on in the community. Whatever it is, try to be objective about your strengths and weaknesses. Try to utilize your strengths and try to improve your weaknesses. And try to be as specific as possible regarding those demands that your community has. So now that I've just given some general advice, now I want to just share some of my experience in this regard when I came back to the U.S. So as for networking, as soon as I got to Medina, I was always asking brothers questions, you know, asking for advice. What should I do? What did you do? What do you plan on doing? I always had this natural inclination to ask people and to learn because I just had so many questions and everything was new to me. I didn't know what to do. So alhamdulillah, you know, over the years, I met a lot of different people, and there are a lot of brothers who are very willing to share their experiences with you and give you advice, if you're willing to listen. So alhamdulillah, one thing specifically that I was able to do is one of the brothers, once they graduated, I shadowed them for maybe 3 summers in a row. So the first summer when he first graduated, I was able to meet with him and see how he was applying for different jobs, visiting different communities, his experiences, what he was going through at that time. And then The following year, after he took a particular position, I met with him again. I found out what his experience was like working there, the pros, the cons, just his overall experience in general. And then the year after, again, I followed up. I kept following up. So I was able to see years down the line what a particular graduate went through and experienced. Also on this channel, there's a playlist called Imam Initiative. So before I returned back to the States, I reached out to some of these elders and people who preceded me, and I interviewed them about being an imam, about giving da'wah, returning to the States. And I got a bunch of different perspectives from different people. So that really helped out a lot. It gave me a lot to work with in terms of what to expect, what to focus on, and people's different experiences. And then also amongst the different communities, there was some networking. So alhamdulillah, after starting the YouTube channel and being active on social media, there were people who reached out to me about jobs, and there were just relationships that I had with people over the years that I wanted to work with, and I spoke about different job opportunities in their locations. So alhamdulillah, by the time I graduated and I came back, I sort of knew what I was dealing with, and I already knew what job opportunities were available, and I had my mind basically set on something, and alhamdulillah, everything worked very smoothly. So I basically decided that I wanted to work at an Islamic school. So after figuring out the living situation and speaking to different family members and weighing all my options, I came back to the U.S., got settled in, and began teaching 5th and 6th grade Quran, Arabic, and Islamic studies. Alhamdulillah, Allah made things so easy for me. Every step of the way since I became Muslim, Allah has just made things easy for me. Alhamdulillah. The Prophet ﷺ said, you give up something for the sake of Allah, Allah will replace it with something better. And I have just seen that every single step of the way since I became Muslim. Alhamdulillah. So by coming back and teaching at the Islamic school, it was very beneficial for a couple of different reasons. Ever since I became Muslim, I always felt like da'wah was a responsibility. So being given that opportunity to study in Medina, the whole time I was thinking, now that I was given this opportunity, how am I going to take this experience and then go back and serve my community and give da'wah? So I used to try to evaluate as objectively as possible my strengths and weaknesses. And that's sort of how I got involved with social media and YouTube and recording these videos, because before Islam, I was in college studying videography and websites and graphic design. So while I was in Medina, that's when I initially started my YouTube channel. I was interviewing students of knowledge, and I was also trying to give da'wah to Muslims, to non-Muslims, trying to teach Arabic, give reminders, all types of different things. So that, you know, helped prepare me in terms of public speaking, in terms of being active on social media and da'wah, because that's a major part of da'wah and teaching nowadays is using the internet and social media, especially now during quarantine, subhanAllah. But one thing I didn't have a lot of experience with was live teaching in person. I mean, it's a whole different world when you're recording. I mean, you can edit, you can delete, you can do whatever you want. But when you're live in front of, you know, students, in front of the community, you have to know what you're doing. It's a whole different ball game. So alhamdulillah, by teaching 5th and 6th graders, it was a good opportunity to get used to speaking in front of an audience, teaching live classes, getting to know the community, the youth, the future of the ummah, what they're going through, what they know, what they don't know, what questions they have. And it's a great opportunity to have a positive influence on the community, to teach these kids the proper deen and try to have a connection with them. And inshallah, you can also get so many good deeds because you're teaching these kids Arabic and Quran and basics about Islam that inshallah, they will continue to act upon throughout the rest of their life. And Allah is generous. So inshallah, those are things that we can all get rewarded for as we give da'wah and we teach our youth. So that was one position, was the Islamic school teacher. And then, you know, when people hear that you're back and they know that you studied abroad and things like that, they need people to give khutbahs. There are masajid that don't have imams. So alhamdulillah, I wasn't out looking for an imam position, but somebody who I had actually met years before through networking, you know, he was on the board of a masjid and they wanted me to come and you know, perhaps be the imam at their masjid. So even though I was very hesitant, they were very insistent because, I mean, this is the fact of the matter is there are these voids and they need to be filled. So, you know, they were insistent. So alhamdulillah, I ended up getting involved in the Islamic Center of Orange Park. And alhamdulillah, I've been the imam there since September. And this is also something that it was just perfect for me, alhamdulillah, because it's a small enough community so that I didn't have to give, you know, khutbah in front of hundreds of people and be very nervous. I could sort of take it a step at a time, you know, smaller crowds. And also, alhamdulillah, there's a good understanding between myself and the board about the responsibilities because I want everyone to know my limitations. So alhamdulillah, as imam, I was only expected to give the Jummah khutbah and do the Sunday school and perhaps some other lessons and events here and there occasionally. So alhamdulillah, it worked out very well. I got experience over the months giving the khutbah, also doing Sunday school. That's a whole nother situation because at the Islamic school, there's fifth and sixth graders who every day they're in that Islamic environment. They're learning about their deen, Arabic, Quran. But then these Sunday school kids, they were at all different ages, from as young as like 5 years old all the way up to 18. And these are kids that went to public school. So they're dealing with a whole different outlook on what they're experiencing from day to day, how much they are surrounded by other Muslims and the deen, how much they know. So that was something that was also very beneficial to get a glimpse at all these different situations. And it's very good to familiarize yourself with all the different factions of the Muslim community. We got kids that grow up in a much more Islamic environment than others. We got people who are at all sort of different socioeconomic backgrounds and different situations in terms of health and mental health and trauma and life experiences and goals and what they're involved in and their histories and past. So alhamdulillah, it was very beneficial for me to have this imam position where not only teaching the Sunday school kids, but also after Jum'ah, connecting with some of the community members, seeing what different people are dealing with, their level of knowledge, what things concern them and really are relevant and important to them. So alhamdulillah, that's really what I've been involved with since I've been back for this past year. And of course, also there's the online da'wah, there's Ilm Institute. Alhamdulillah, I just redid the website for Ilm Institute. I published an Arabic reading book that was based on what I was teaching my students at in fifth and sixth grade, as well as Sunday school, the ones who had no past Arabic experience. You know, I was teaching them this program. And, you know, once it was finished, we just published it so that other people could benefit as well. And now that we're in quarantine, I'm trying to be much more active as imam on the Islamic Center of Orange Park social media pages. So if you wanted to follow the different reminders and classes that we're doing, then please, you know, subscribe and like and follow us on there, because inshallah, as imam, you know, I have certain responsibilities and trying to serve the community, especially during Ramadan, is very important. So I plan on trying to upload a lot during Ramadan since the masajid are closed. And Allah knows best. May Allah make everything easy for everyone, for all of the students of knowledge coming back, for all of the du'at, the imams, all the Muslims. And thank you so much to everybody who has been supporting me over the years and following me and showing love and encouragement, and people on Patreon, GoFundMe, PayPal, people who have financially supported Ilm Institute over the years. It's very much appreciated. And inshallah, we'll have a lot more to come in the future. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.